It is just coming up to 3:30. It means movie time with Mark Searby. Nice theme this week, wasn't
it? It's a great theme, actually. I mean, it feels like I should be, you know, ripping open my top or something like that and having the big S symbol.
What is under that hoodie today?
I'm not telling you. That's the thing. It could be the Superman outfit. We don't know.
Never know. Okay. Right. Before we do the movies and stuff, the ones you're going to talk about, I thought I'd pick your brains on something, because I know a film's coming out, I think, in September, and it's about 31 years since the original came out. And I want to see what you think about it, because of who's involved in it, and what the legacy of the film is. And I'm going to give you some clues. This is probably going to be the third film in the series, but there have been a couple of weird sort of spin-off slash hybrids. It is, of course, with the at the start of it, The Predator.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So, obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger in the original, Danny Glover in the second, which at the end had a little hint of a xenomorph in it.
Yes,
and
yes.
And the new one has Shane Black involved, who was in the original.
Yeah.
And had a small part, but also wrote the screenplay, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. So for anybody who doesn't know, Shane Black is the guy who did the Lethal Weapon films. So he does a lot of buddy comedies. So this is quite a big departure for him. I'm interested to see what they've done, because the previous previous Predator film, which they, you know, they did a reboot of, what am I thinking now, maybe 6 years ago, something like that. It's had good moments and it had bad moments. But when you have somebody like Shane Black, who is a very good writer, don't get me wrong, involved, I'm thinking this could be quite interesting, actually. So I'm kind of looking forward to it a little bit. The only thing is, they have moved the release date back. It was going to be August, and then they moved it back. They are reshooting some bits, but you know, everybody complains about reshoots, like, oh, they're doing reshoots, it's going to be terrible. Every film has reshoots. Just, you know, little pickup shoots and things like that. Little pickup shots, that's all it is. Every film has them. Every film. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. So I guess the feeling is, let's do some reshoots. Let's push that release date back a little bit. But they haven't pushed it back a long way.
No.
So I think they've got faith in it, the studio here. And I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah, and it's also got Jake Busey in it, who is the son of Gary, who was in the second film as his son.
Yeah.
Real life and in the film.
So it's art imitating life, imitating art, maybe? Yes, yeah. Something like that.
Talking of art, if you have access to YouTube at some point very soon, you've got to look up the behind the scenes before Stan Winston was involved and Jean-Claude Van Damme was in the suit that they made for it, because it's hilarious. It's like watching a 6-foot Kermit the Frog doing karate kicks. Have you seen this?
No.
It's hilarious.
No, I haven't, actually. This sounds interesting.
It's like a velvety lizard man. And because obviously Jean-Claude Van Damme was actually in the costume, and the whole, I think the story was, he wanted to have more hijinks karate type stuff, and he wanted to be seen, but it doesn't really work that way.
No.
So then Stan Winston got involved to change the whole concept, and there was that accidental meeting of Jim Cameron and Stan Winston on the plane, and Jim Cameron said, oh, I'd like to see mandibles on a creature. So that's why the Predator's got that horrible mouth. And then of course Kevin Peter Hall he was like 7'6", wasn't he? He was
huge.
Also played Bigfoot.
Bigfoot and the Hendersons. I mean, it's fantastic.
John Lithgow, what were you thinking?
Yeah, well, it's a great career move, I guess. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, the Predator is such an iconic character now that you don't even have to have seen the films to know it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's happening a lot, especially with a lot with the 80s films that we get. There are a lot of iconic characters now.
Yeah. Okay, well, I thought I'd spring that on you just to see how good your instant reviews and knowledge and experience were.
Good question.
Yeah.